Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks, like we're chatting over coffee, about where to put your money for the long haul. Today, we're diving deep into Deere & Company, ticker DE, the iconic name in agricultural and construction machinery that's been making waves lately. Deere has shown real resilience even as the ag sector faces headwinds, posting solid Q2 results while navigating softer demand in farming equipment. With construction and forestry providing a nice offset, this isn't just another machinery play. It's a company with deep moats and a forward-looking tech edge in precision agriculture. Let's unpack what the numbers and trends really tell us for investors thinking about the next few years. Founded back in 1837 and headquartered in Moline, Illinois, Deere operates through four main segments: production and precision agriculture, small agriculture and turf, construction and forestry, plus its financial products arm that helps dealers and customers finance purchases. CEO John May leads a workforce of about 73,100 people, and the company serves markets worldwide with everything from high-tech tractors to road-building gear. At its core, Deere combines heavy equipment manufacturing with financing and data-driven solutions that keep farmers and contractors coming back. Looking at the latest fiscal year revenue breakdown, production and precision ag brought in the lion's share at $16.96 billion, followed by small agriculture at $7.215 billion and compact construction equipment at $6.492 billion. Financial products contributed $6.296 billion, while turf, forestry, and road building added smaller but meaningful pieces. Geographically, the United States accounted for $23.974 billion, with Western Europe, Latin America, Canada, and other regions filling out the rest, showing solid diversification beyond domestic farms. Deere's Q2 results came in better than expected, with net income of $1.773 billion, even as agriculture demand softened. The company held its full-year 2026 net income guidance steady, despite tariff pressures, highlighting strength in construction and forestry, alongside leaner ag inventories that could set up better 2027 prospects. EPS trends from recent years show the cyclical nature of the business, peaking above $34 in fiscal 2023 before settling lower as equipment demand normalized, but execution remains tight with cost discipline paying off. Management commentary from the earnings call emphasized steady execution across segments, maintaining cost discipline, and using technology investments to drive future growth. They noted the importance of keeping inventories in check amid softer near-term ag demand, while expressing confidence that construction momentum and portfolio breadth will support the outlook through volatility. The tone stayed measured, yet optimistic on long-term precision ag tailwinds. On the balance sheet, total assets sit near $106 billion, with strong stockholder equity around $26 billion and manageable leverage. Cash flow from operations reached $7.459 billion in the latest year, supporting $4.228 billion in capital expenditures and healthy free cash flow of $3.231 billion. Margins look solid, with gross profit margin near 35% and net profit margin over 10%, while return on equity clocks in at about 18.25%. Impressive for an industrial name. The current ratio hovers around 0.79, reflecting the asset-light financing side of the model. Trading around 30.6 times trailing earnings and 3.1 times sales, Deere carries a premium valuation that reflects its technology leadership and brand strength. Forward PE estimates have fluctuated with earnings cycles, but remain reasonable given the company's ability to compound through downturns. Enterprise value metrics and debt to equity around 2.33 suggest the market is pricing in steady execution rather than explosive near-term growth. Strengths include proven inventory management and cost control during demand dips, plus a broad portfolio spanning ag, construction, and financing. Weaknesses center on heavy exposure to cyclical agriculture markets, where high farmer input costs can delay purchases. Opportunities lie in precision technology adoption and construction growth, while threats include macroeconomic slowdowns, tariff impacts, and potential delays in farm spending recovery that could pressure margins further. Over the past year, Deere shares have returned about 14.6%, with a five-year gain near 64%, that outpaces many industrial peers despite recent volatility. Short-term moves have seen the stock dip on softer ag outlooks, but rebound on construction strength and earnings beats. The sector backdrop remains supportive long-term as global food demand and infrastructure needs persist. Running the numbers through a discounted cash flow lens with conservative assumptions around 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth points to an intrinsic value in the low $400 range. That sits below current market levels, suggesting the stock embeds optimism about future margin expansion and tech-driven growth. Comparing that DCF output to today's price around $542 shows Deere trading at a noticeable premium, which makes sense given its moat, but leaves less margin of safety for new buyers. Investors focused on value might wait for pullbacks closer to that calculated range, while growth-oriented holders could still see upside from execution on precision agriculture and construction cycles. All in all, Deere remains a high-quality industrial compounder with durable competitive advantages, even if near-term ag softness keeps things interesting. If you're building a long-term portfolio and believe in the future of smart farming and infrastructure, this one deserves a spot on your watch list. Just size it appropriately around valuation. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.